Abbott highlights new laws that went into effect September 1st. Texas border business, Austin. Governor Greg Abbott highlighted implementation of several landmark bills passed during the 89th regular legislative session that went into effect September 1st. These laws reflect several legislative priorities the governor worked closely with members of the House and Senate to pass and sign into law. This session will be remembered as one of the most consequential in Texas history, said Governor Abbott. We made bold promises to the people of Texas, to secure the border and keep Texans safe, to defend freedom, life and property rights, and to ensure every child has access to a great education. And we delivered. Today, Texans will realize the results of many of these promises. The laws we passed reflect our values, safer communities, stronger schools, and a future built on freedom, faith, and hard work. Effective September 1st, key new laws will go into effect across the state, including K-12 education, school choice, career training, parents' rights, child safety. Senate Bill 2 School Choice establishes an education savings account program allowing eligible students to direct funding toward their choice of pre-approved educational providers and services such as private school tuition, instructional materials, and educational therapies. With $1 billion in funding for the 2026-2027 school year, the program will be the largest day one launch in the country. House Bill 2 provides a record $8.5 billion in new funding for public education and a historic $4 billion for teacher and staff pay raises. House Bill 120 expansion of career training aligns education with workforce needs and expands programs in high schools and technical colleges for trades like welding, plumbing, and electrical work. Senate Bill 10 requires the display of the Ten Commandments in every public elementary and secondary school classroom beginning with the 2025-2026 school year. Senate Bill 12, the Parents' Bill of Rights, strengthens parental rights by banning day hiring and training, requiring sex education to be opt-in, prohibiting harmful gender ideology in K-12 schools, enforcing biological sex in sports, no boys in girls' sports, protecting parents' rights in directing their child's upbringing and medical decisions, and refocusing curriculum on core subjects and U.S. founding documents. Senate Bill 13 increases parental oversight of school libraries by requiring parent-led advisory councils and giving school boards final authority to approve, retain, or remove materials. Protecting life. Senate Bill 33 prohibits Texas governmental entities from financially or logistically supporting abortions, including entering into contracts with abortion providers or with entities that assist individuals in obtaining abortions. Bail reform. Senate Bill 9 gives prosecutors the ability to appeal dangerous bail decisions made in cases involving the most heinous crimes and repeat felons. This bill also ensures only elected judges may reduce the amount or conditions of a bail set by an elected judge. Texas Cyber Command. House Bill 150 creates the Texas Cyber Command, a purpose-built agency in San Antonio whose mission is to defend, respond, and recover from cyber threats. Public safety and security. House Bill 128. Prohibits sister city agreements between governmental entities and foreign adversaries while promoting agreements with allies of the United States. Senate Bill 17 prohibits certain countries, individuals, and organizations, including designated transnational criminal organizations, from acquiring real property in Texas. Senate Bill 1333 empowers sheriffs and constables to take action quickly when a property owner submits a sworn complaint that a squatter has taken possession of their property unlawfully. It also increases criminal penalties for criminal mischief related to criminal trespass involving a home and engaging in a real estate transaction involving property the person does not have a legal interest in. Senate Bill 1349 creates a criminal offense for transnational repression and requires a new training program for law enforcement on the matter. Water infrastructure investment. Senate Bill 7 assigns the Texas Water Development Board with the responsibility to coordinate water supply conveyance, expands the uses of the new Water Supply for Texas Fund, and dedicates funding in House Joint Resolution 7, which is put before voters to approve in November, to finance water supply and infrastructure projects. Combating human trafficking. House Bill 2306 eliminates parole for a defendant convicted of trafficking a person in all cases when the victim is a child or a disabled individual. Senate Bill 1212 enhances the ability to prosecute and more effectively punish defendants for human trafficking. This bill also increases the penalty for any conduct constituting the offense of trafficking of a person to a first-degree felony. Supporting veterans, Senate Bill 1814 instructs the Texas Veterans Commission to establish and maintain an electronic database of contact information for service members leaving active duty who give consent. The database will allow state agencies and veteran organizations to access the information with the intent to provide individuals within the database with resources to veterans. Senate Bill 1818 requires Texas licensing agencies immediately issue a provisional license recognizing the out-of-state licenses of military service members, veterans, and military spouses. House Bill 114 consolidates responsibility of several veteran-related programs from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission to the Texas Veterans Commission. Election integrity. House Bill 5115 makes counting invalid votes or refusing to count valid votes an election fraud offense and enhances the offense of all election fraud to a second-degree felony, protecting election integrity. These reforms represent not just legislative victories, but long-term wins for Texas families, students, small business owners, and communities across the state. First name email.